Welcome to the All Man Podcast, where we are having conversations through one perspective today. All that shit. I am Michael Andrew the Brand, and unfortunately, the Tony Davis and hashtag Wayne are unable to be on the recording today. So you're going to have me, the introspective person. And today I wanted to talk about something that I think Tone and Wayne would say we often explore and are continuing to strength train. If you've been rocking with us for a little while, then you know that we don't strength train, or we don't struggle, we strength train. And so one of the things that we have been kind of strength training through is our ability to be vulnerable. And before we even hop into that, a lot of fellas are probably going to be like, man, I ain't trying to be vulnerable. I ain't no punk. You know what I'm saying? I'll show up strong over here. But I wanted to make sure that we were clear on what vulnerability is. Because a lot of times we look at vulnerability as that basic descriptor that we're susceptible to physical or emotional attack or harm. And even from the etymology of it all, you know, I like the origins of words and the energy that can carry. To be vulnerable comes from vulnus, which means to wound. So if you're talking to most men, that's how we look at it. Vulnerability as a space where somebody can hurt us, right? Where somebody can wound us. And so I wanted to make sure that we had an understanding for why men aren't really vulnerable. And this actually happened through a great conversation that I recently had where somebody that I'm very, very close to and care about deeply was like, you know, it's okay to be vulnerable with me. And we had had a conversation, not being this person, but somebody, a group of young ladies with Tona Wayne, probably about 6 or 7 months ago. And this kind of was the catalyst. So the story goes, we're sitting around in a group and we're talking to women about being emotionally available and having conversations with them. And they said something to the effect of, if you act scared around me, or if you act fearful around me, or you know, you panic or any of those different types of things, like, I'm going to lose respect for you. I'm not rocking with you. There's no possibility for me to rock with you because at that point, I don't look at you as a man. And I'm paraphrasing here. And we was like, damn. Like, okay, this is where we at? And the young lady was like, listen, if you ever want to share something with me, you got 90 seconds. The other young lady was like, I'll give you 5 minutes. She was like, what is that? You know, 180 seconds. We're like, no, that's 3,000 seconds essentially that we would have. But she was like, well, you know, I'll give you 180. So I'm like, well, we only get, that's not 3,000, that's 300. 300. Okay. But she was like, yeah, I'll give you basically like 3 to 5 minutes. And then after that, I don't want to talk to you about it. And then she was like, you know, go talk to your homeboys about it. And I started thinking, like, most of the time, most dudes aren't going to go talk to their homeboys about it because that could leave them in a weak position as well. And so I wanted to give some clarity and some understanding to women, and also to explore for men how we can be more vulnerable, even if it's only with ourselves. And so for me, consciousness, it's always about consciousness, how we construct things so that we can put our hard hats on and begin to build a strong foundation and then build up from there. And then ultimately how that's communicated out into the world. And for most guys, are we conscious? The question that I have for you is, are you conscious about what your weaknesses are? Are you conscious about your insecurities? Are you aware of how that manifests, how that shows up, and how you present yourself? It's kind of like watching a movie where, like the Truman Show, where in Truman Show, Truman, doesn't even know that he's being recorded. So he's going on about his everyday life, and he's not even aware of how he's showing up, how he's being experienced by all these other people, by millions of people, you know, who watch the show every day. And he thinks that life is just, you know, peachy, it's just dope, you know. So he can say, if I don't see you later, good morning, good afternoon, and good night, right, with a smile, hey, right, and that's it. And it's not until he starts to become aware of himself, aware of his own vulnerabilities, aware of his blind spots, and aware of how he's actually experiencing the world that, like, one, he really starts to begin to live, and he starts to really understand that life is not about perfection. It's not about flawlessness. It's about the ups and downs, the challenges, the tribulations that actually will allow us to grow, to develop, to evolve in those spaces. And once he does that, he is put on full display. He is in a vulnerable state because everybody's watching this process happen. Everybody's watching how all of these things are falling apart so that they can be disbanded and put together in a proper or more ordered form. And a lot of us, I think, as men are afraid. It takes courage, you know, to show our wounds, to be on the front lines of where we are and saying, like, listen, I'm trusting this person in order to grow, in order to develop, in order to continue to build. And that is the most challenging thing for a lot of fellas, because we don't look at that as strength. We look at that as a weakness. And so this goes back to the young ladies that we were talking to. Fellas have to understand more and more that when a man shows his vulnerability, or let me take a step back. When women say, oh, I want a man, I just wish a man would be more emotional. I wish a man that would be more emotionally available. A lot of these women are lying. Fellas, a lot of these women are lying. You may have 99.05 who are lying, and then 0.095 who are really true with that. And the way that you can start telling those things, you're telling that from a woman, is to express something to her. Don't make it anything light, or anything heavy. Don't make it anything that's super damaging for you. But just a truth, a noble truth that you have, and see how she reacts. So this happened for me in two scenarios with two things from Tony Wayne. I was talking to one young lady, and when we first had our conversation, I'm a person who likes to be right. Just tell me I'm right, you'll always win. And ladies, this is a very interesting psychological profile for you as well. I've told women, hey, I just want to be right, so just tell me I'm right, pause, and you'll get everything that you want. Just tell me I'm right, and you'll still get everything that you want. And it's been so interesting that 90%, 99% of women, when you tell that to them, they don't hear you'll get everything that you want. They just hear, just tell me I'm right. Well, you ain't right all the time, buddy. You don't know everything. You don't got all the answers. They hit me with the Kanye. You ain't got all the answers, Sway. And in reality, they've missed their opportunity to really benefit, to be blessed, if you want to say, like, right? Because they're so focused on not being wrong. And so that's, you know, ladies, if a fella's telling you a truth and he's also giving you the cheat code, you can either take the cheat code and win the game, right? Or you can take the cheat code and continue to, or have the cheat code and never utilize it and go through the rest of the game. Like when I used to play Super Mario Brothers, when I found out you could just skip to level 8 and beat the game, I skipped to level 8 and I beat the game. And then after that, after I'd done that 3 or 4 times, then I started to go through the process of like, okay, let me find a new challenge here. So if I go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then get to 8, what are the new challenges? What can I learn in those spaces? But in the beginning, I was like, yo, let me win the game. Ladies, you can win the emotional or the connective or the relational game if you just listen to the fellas. Unfortunately, what happens is a lot of women do not listen to the fellas and how they're communicating. They don't listen to what they're saying because they're listening for how they would want to say it or how they would want to experience it or how they would want to engage in that space. And so a man is no longer feeling the space to be vulnerable. And that's just on the good side. That's on the pleasant side, the nice side. What happens for a lot of fellas is they use that, and the second scenario happened. Because the first scenario was with, you know, a woman who had strong emotional intelligence, who sought to understand me, and we were able to continue to grow through that situation. The second young lady, I told her, like, hey, I just like to be right. You know, just tell me I'm right. You'll get everything you want. She wasn't argumentative. I've had a few young ladies who are argumentative. What do you know? You ain't always right. See, that's the problem with dudes. They always think that they got it together. Ladies, I know you don't talk like that, but that's how we hear it. I think, well, that's at least how I hear it. So I'm having this conversation with another young lady. We end up getting into a bit of a disagreement, a discourse, as hashtag Wayne would say. And she's like, see, this is you thinking that you're right. This is that you thinking that you're right. You ain't always right. Da 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 da. Blah 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 blah. Right. And I remember as the tension calmed down later on, I was like, man, like I told you something in confidence, and you used it against me immediately. Within 20 minutes of us having a disagreement, you threw that out as if, it was a tactical weapon that you knew you could wound me with. And I said, that's really messed up. And she tried to justify it. She didn't even really apologize. It took her another 20 minutes to even apologize for using that against me. And so from the relationship standpoint, a lot of times what happens is you have these vulnerabilities. We trust you for a time, for a moment, for a minute. And we give you something. And a lot of times women do not honor that. They don't respect it. They don't protect it. They just utilize it for their benefit. They see that as something that they can take advantage of, even if it's not intentional. It could be subconscious, but they take advantage of that. And so a lot of men have been taught that they shouldn't share those vulnerabilities. And even from a fun or commercialized and superficial element, which is really not superficial, on some reality shows, I've listened to somebody who I respect. Her name is Judge Lynn Toler. She used to do divorce court. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. I've caught a few episodes. But one of the things that she said was, you know, women are in a perpetual state of fear. And I think that that's a bit of an extreme, but they're in a perpetual state of alertness and awareness. And women always say, you know, we compound, we expand, we multiply, we duplicate or replicate whatever energy we're receiving. And we never look at these types of statements with duality. So the duality is, if I give her a seed, she's going to create a plant. You give her a house, she'll create a home. You give her a sperm, she creates a child, right? She cultivates a child because they are the cultivators. And with that being said, if you give her fear, she can create chaos. If you give her indirection, she can create confusion. If you give her your inadequacies or insecurities, she can create vulnerabilities. She can create wounds in that space. That doesn't mean that she always does, but that takes an elevated and evolved woman to recognize that, oh, these are things that he is sharing with me, and I need to put these in a protective space. I need to nurture these things potentially out of him from a balancing standpoint in order for him to continue to thrive. And so that is something that a woman can do. Just understand that it takes immense patience, immense utilization of the feminine, of a true feminine, for a man to do that. And the reason why most men don't do that is because men often understand that things are competitive when it comes to other men. And we have all these masculine women, these women who are exceedingly corroding themselves with masculine energy over and over and over again, with no balance of feminine energy or the superior energy of feminine energy. When I say superior, I just mean the majority for a woman should be, in my opinion, feminine energy. Like, it should, that should supersede the masculine energy by leaps and bounds, because there's power in femininity. And they're trading that for masculinity. They're trading that for a distorted version of what they believe a man should be. And with men, men are naturally competitive. They're naturally going to try to compete for pecking order, for leadership, for position, and where they want to be. And so it's important for men to not necessarily be weak in different situations. And this is going to be a bad analogy, but I want you to think about this. Like, when you think about the prison industrial complex and how society rules in different prisons, I don't know about you, but I've caught a few episodes of, like, Locked Up or, like, the different prison shows. Don't ask me why I watch some of these shows. They're just interesting to me. But, like, you'll see that in the women's prison, it's all about family. Now, there is a pecking order. There is leadership roles. But the leadership roles are often something that requires responsibility or nurturing. So they'll be the mom of the pod or the big sisters of the pod. And they can exert power and domination in how they move. But it's not meant to be in a violent or an oppressive type of manner. It's more of a communal type of space. But if you look at the men's prison, it is about strength. It is about force. It is potentially about violence, and it is about authority. So a man may have to fight in order to get his respect. He may have to align himself as a lower version of himself in a pecking order with a gang or with an affiliation in order to have a powerful role in the grand scheme of things. So while he's a lieutenant in that space, he is still a big dog or a primary person in the grand scheme of that pod. And so men understand that if I expose different vulnerabilities or different concerns or different fears or different insecurities in that space, it can be exploited and it can be utilized for their benefit, for somebody else's benefit. It's no different than when we're playing sports. We see that, like, a person who can exploit a weakness, yo, he ain't got no left. Like, as a coach, if we're watching, you know, a kid and he's always going to his right, hard right, hard right, and he uses his left for 1 second, he's going to go back to his right. First thing that we're like is, cut it off. Cut off his right. Cut off his right. Send him left. Send him left. He got to go left. He can't go left. You send him left, he's going to lose the ball every time. Like, we get excited because there's a vulnerability that we can then exploit. And so that vulnerability, that wound, that soft spot, that space that we could be a touch point, that could be a touch point for us to get a leg up, for us to be able to take advantage of, comes into the fray in that space. And that weakness is then something that can be put on full display. Because in prison, if you are labeled a weak person, that quickly spreads around the pod. If that's in the game and we're in a tournament, that quickly spreads to other teams. Yo, fam, who normally averaged 20 points, was held to 7 because the dude cut off his right. And the other coaches get excited. Man, I told you, you just cut off his right. He ain't got nothing. He can't do nothing. Because we are competitive. There is a level of of what we have called in history manifest destiny, but there's that desire to continue to progress, to continue to elevate, to continue to expand and grow in order to be successful, in order to be the top dog, right? That's how we look at things. And so lastly, when that is communicated, who do we run to? And somebody asked this on social media at one point, you know, it was just a stitch, you know, fellas, who do you run to when, you know, you're having a bad day? You know, I'll go first. And so this was a woman who said it. And so she was like, I talked to my girls and, you know, we have a good session and we cried out and do all these other different types of things. And every dude after that, like, was like, nobody. Three or four dudes laughed and was like, wait, y'all actually talked to somebody about this? Like, you actually talked to somebody about what you're going through? And, you know, even one guy was like, I don't talk to anybody. I'm a man. I understand that this is a lonely road. This is a lonely space. This is a lonely position. So what's the solution there? How do we communicate these wounds, these soft spots to people? And who should we be communicating those to? Well, I don't really feel like I have all the answers. I'm just asking you the questions today. I will say, recently, someone came into my life and said, hey, I want you to know that you can talk to me. I want you to know that these are safe spaces, even if it is a vulnerability, even if it is a wound. I want you to know that I'm not going to take advantage of you in this space. This will not be used against you. This will be safeguarded and it will be protected. And I'm willing to show you what that looks like. I'm willing to be patient with you and what that looks like. And the wisdom there is, all right, let me show you certain aspects in moderation and see how you respond. And the response has been great thus far. But also I've been reminded, and I would remind fellas to give them grace and give yourself some grace. Anytime you're dealing with a woman, you have to be aware that, as Alison Armstrong once said, women deal differently because they don't have any honor. They're not required to be honorable. Some of them do. That's an oversimplification. But for the most part, most women don't have any honor. They don't honor themselves in the space that my word is my bond. So they can switch up. And you've seen this on numerous, you know, podcasts or conversations where a woman will say, yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. And you'd be like, that's exactly what you just said. Literally, you said that, right? And they'll be like, well, that's not what I meant. And you shouldn't be judging me, or you shouldn't be doing all this other stuff. And then 2 minutes later, they're judging you, right? So you have to pay attention to the type of people that you are sharing your vulnerabilities with, because 99%, like I said, 99%, 0.05, are going to potentially use that in an argument or disagreement against you. And that's because they compound, they expand, and they replicate what it is that they're receiving. From the fella side, find your tribe. There's a difference between us utilizing or seeing people use your vulnerabilities against you when they are your opponents, when they're your competitors, when they are the ops, right? But we also have our tribes. We have our tribesmen. And you want to observe who is the most honorable with you. Who can you trust? Who's loyal? Who can you lean on in those spaces? And then in those spaces, give them access to the pieces of you that are not invulnerable, but that are not going to destroy you or destroy your well-being. Because that last aspect, those truly detrimental spaces in your life, should be addressed by yourself or in the space of confidence with a counselor. And I know Tony is going to say, man, fuck that. You don't need no counselor. You should be focusing and figuring things out yourself, which for the most part, I do agree with. The interesting thing about most psychologists, psychiatrists are going to be that they're going to ask the questions to help you find your way out. Now, that could be a billing ploy, but that also is a self-discovery method so that you can figure out what is challenging you or what you're strength training through, and you can begin to walk through it. And if we can do that, if we can begin to really start being vulnerable with ourselves, and the last part there, actually, let me just add this. The last part there is for you to really write out or let go and express that one way or the other. For me, is writing. I make sure that it's in a very safe space where I journal or where I write, where it won't easily be found or discovered. For guys who are more physically adept and maybe are not as capable with putting their stuff out, meditation is great for that, because they can live in their mind, they can live in the visual in that space, and then they may have a physical activity. This is why fellas work out. This is why fellas box. This is why fellas get those elements together, because those vulnerabilities can be let go of, and they can just focus on whatever it is that they're focusing on. And the last thing there I would say is when you're building that foundational principle, is figure out if that vulnerability is worth overcoming and strengthening. There's so many guys who are unwilling to go into the cave and slay their dragon, slay their insecurity, or slay their fear. And all the guys who do always end up coming out better. I felt like I was a weakling. I felt like I was, you know, too skinny. And then they go into the weight room and you see this amazing transformation and how much that changes the full dynamics of their life. Or you hear of the guys who felt like they were stupid and they're like, fuck that, I'm gonna learn X, Y, and Z. And then they go into the fray of academia and they learn all these different types of things, and you see how that changes the trajectory of their lives. Or the athlete who says, you know, I'm going to be a professional athlete, and you're like, man, you couldn't even make the freshman team, and then you see they work their asses off and they make that liability or that vulnerability one of their touch points and the strengths that nobody else can take away from them. So it is in that space when we are able to acknowledge and access our vulnerabilities that we potentially find our strengths. And once we find those strengths and we're aware of those things, we can communicate those as such. We're no longer afraid to be who we are in the totality of who we are, because even when I'm showing you my vulnerabilities, you can't hurt me. This may have been a wound, but the scar is there now, which shows you that while I may have been hurt, I have healed from it. I've developed from it. And even if there's a scab there at that point, I'm very much aware of how these elements affect me. And if you are not an ally, if you are not a tribesman, if you are not somebody who is protecting and keeping me in a good space, then I'm going to stay far and away from you until I have fully healed and all you see is a scar. So I want you to try that on, see how it fits you. Next week, Tone and Wayne will be back, and we will be back at it. There are some great things coming down the fray, so make sure that you stay tuned. If you are not following us on our YouTube page, All Man, then make sure that you follow us on there. It's All Man Productions, I believe. It will be All Man Podcast. We're getting that stuff squared away. And if you have any show ideas that you would like us to talk about, then by all means, feel free to send that to us and we will check it out. And outside of that, be great today. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you. We love you. We fucks with you. And until next time, I am Michael Andrew, the brand, hashtag Wayne, and Tony, the Tony Davis, will be back next week. We out this bit. Yeah.